The hit Showtime series Billions centers on the rivalry between two New York Titans, returning with new episodes every Sunday night at 10, 9 central, beginning February 19th, only on Showtime. The podcast series Redefining Rivalries will explore rivalry in four unique installments.
$1 million payday for executives who run charities.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. A Wall Street Journal analysis has found that charities have provided seven-figure pay packages to thousands of employees. Charities are tax-exempt organizations that include many hospitals and colleges, plus what we think of as traditional charities like the United Way. Questions may arise about paying multi-million-dollar salaries to heads of charities whose stated missions relate to public service and which get big tax breaks. Joining us to talk about the journal's research is Wall Street Journal reporter Andrea Fuller. Andrea, how many officials got million-dollar-plus salaries?
We found that in 2014, which is the latest data, about 2,700 people at charitable organizations, a.k.a. 501c3s, got million-dollar pay packages, which include salaries, bonuses, and deferred compensation.
2,700. And that's up by about a third from 2011. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that's correct. That's quite a spike in just a few years. And sources say, while we don't have data going back further than that, sources say that it's been increasing steadily over the last few decades.
How many tax-exempt organizations did the journal research, and where did it get the research?
So our data comes actually from the IRS directly. For the first time, they released data in a computerized format so that we could do data analysis on it. Before, you had to look up each charity's individual tax return and find the place on the return that it gave salaries. So we had data for over 100,000 organizations, and specifically to look at change over time, we looked at the ones we had data of for all 4 years.
These multi-million-dollar pay packages, they came from not only big charities, but smaller charities, right?
Right. So some of them you might expect that the head of one of the largest hospital operators in the country makes a lot of money. Some we're talking about multi-billion-dollar operations. In other cases, there are small organizations. For example, we found one case where a minister and his wife running a religious charity combined made $4 million in 2014, and the total budget of their charity was around $8 million.
It seems like these salaries are starting to look like corporate pay packages, aren't they?
They are, and that's not a coincidence. As these organizations, particularly hospitals and colleges, have professionalized, they've become more corporate in both their operations, their structure, their complexity, and in how they compensate their leaders. As we see more people from the corporate world joining these kind of boards, as opposed to, say, your big donors, your local businessmen, we're seeing more, for example, deferred compensation packages in the nonprofit sector, which means people are getting contributions to these golden parachute plans that will be paid out at a later time. And that's in part why we see these big one-year million-dollar pay packages is they'll get this huge lump sum payment.
I'm speaking with Andrea Fuller of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening, everyone. Andrea, what kind of charities were most likely to pay multi-million-dollar compensation?
Well, hospitals and colleges, for starters. Most of the charities in our data set that paid million-dollar pay were in healthcare. And so that's going to include compensation to executives as well as top physicians. And then we have college presidents in our data. It's not just, however, colleges like Harvard and Stanford. It's, for example, the top college the top paid college leader in 2014 was the head of the Savannah College of Art and Design.
Wow.
Which is an art school in Georgia. She made almost $10 million again, from a deferred compensation package. However, this wasn't a fluke one-time thing. She's made over $1 million for almost the last decade.
Briefly, what are the arguments for and against paying such big salaries in charities?
Certainly. So the arguments for it, a lot of these organizations, as they've become more professional, are really a lot like private sector operations, particularly the hospitals and colleges, and to draw talented people who have the experience and the capacity to run a billion-dollar enterprise, that they should pay a competitive package. The sort of opposing argument to that is these organizations are not private sector organizations. In fact, they receive substantial tax benefits on the order of $100 billion a year in terms of both not having to pay corporate taxes and their the donations that individuals get to write off. And so a lot of people believe that this sector is different from the private sector and shouldn't receive the same kind of consideration when it comes to pay.
Do the laws say anything about how much charity heads can be paid?
It's quite vague, to be honest.
Yeah.
They say that pay has to be reasonable. What reasonable means just means basically fair market. Well,
yeah.
How do you determine fair market? Well, that's a pretty open-ended question. There's a whole cottage industry that's built up around this of compensation consultants, and they advise people on pay. A lot of critics say that they overly justify these pay packages, and it's hard for the IRS to come in and say, no, this isn't fair, when a nonprofit can say, here's our study that shows that this was a reasonable pay package. Ultimately, the IRS is looking more to make sure you had that process in place than they are to actually go through and refute how much you were paid.
Andrea Fuller of The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ podcasts.